Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care. The feeling you're not alone. Now she's a part of your home, with so much to protect each day. Caring goes a long, long way. Nationwide on your side.
Information.
No doubt.
No.
You don't stop. Bulletproof
the black fence. Information. Information. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna hide? When the truth comes down upon ya, you have to decide. Where you gonna run? Where you gonna hide? Information. When the truth comes down upon ya, you have to decide. For information that will come in the laser scanners, at supermarket department stores, and direct mail houses, which will record every single item you purchase. Data about your daily habits and movements will flow into the B system. From spy satellites constantly circling overhead, watching us like a squirting 666 database. Investigate entire race headed for cyberspace. Riots race inside an empire state. Every move you make is recorded on tape. Some of us are wired, prison behind gates. Hit miniature videos in a briefcase. Cameras will be recording our every activity, indoors, outdoors, day and night, obscenely invading our privacy. Our privacy. Stargazing, cause a large barbarian, and any great god of a pagan, raised in synagogues of Satan, awakened with the starvation, left beat start shaking, robbed of education, my birth was foretold, was deep within my wardrobe, embrace the crossroads, we once wore gold, but now we electric probes, silicone brains, synthetic, all faces are strange, pathetic, check the eyes, a man can't even recognize his family, I blame it on humanity for this insanity, spy satellites, the last battle for life. It's no day or night. CIA, take samples of my DNA. Newborns, grow horns, place in uniforms, shipped off to the military, where they killed and buried. Enter. Active TV sets will be watching us, just as we watch them. They will also report back to the beast computer at headquarters. Our telephone conversations will be automatically wiretapped and transcribed by the National Security Agency. Honesty, modesty, poverty, famine, the sons of Aaron, deal with reprogramming and iris scanning, breaking out of Satan's bondage, with long garments like we're bionic, no longer paying homage. Remember after 9-6, we wear biochips, now it's night, we wear Armageddon, blood shedding, and beheading, head on head collision, in the valley of decision, to lock the beast in prison. Where you gonna run to? Where you gonna hide? When the truth comes down upon you, you have to decide. Where you gonna run to? Where you gonna hide? When the truth comes down upon you, you have to decide. When that time comes, you have to decide. Information, information, you have to decide. Information, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna hide? When the truth comes down upon you, you have to decide. Yeah. Information. Information. Information.
Welcome to The Essence of Time. I am your host, Offset Akin Ray, and we are live on the Bama Network from Lagos, Nigeria. For the wonderful audience tuning in tonight, I want to thank you, and especially you, for joining me. Please invite a friend to join in. How do you reach us? Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I want to take a moment and give you a brief detail on what my show is about. The Essence of Time is about delivering right knowledge in the now. Time is not governed by the minute, it's not governed by the second, nor the hour, but by every moment within now, because everything is happening, not according to man's time, but universal time, which is right now. So time is of the essence. I want to shout out to my CEO, who is also the Internet Radio International Hall of Fame for 2021. I want to thank him for this opportunity, because without him, there would be no ONE. And without ONE, there would be no Offset Attune Ray. So here I am, you guys, to deliver this message on this wonderful platform. Also, on July 25th, we have a pop-up show, Her Playhouse, by my two beautiful nieces, Amani and Ayana, from 2 to 9. If you're in the New York area, or if you're in the tri-states, which would be Jersey, Philadelphia, and Connecticut, please stop by. The address is 1450 Commerce Avenue, Bronx, New York. They sell wonderful health products, including candles, bathing soap. It's beautiful. Please stop by and support our youth and what they're doing. Before we get into the juicy details, we're going to play a track. Brother O, take us to a track.
I ain't never just tripped and pitched it. I just looked at the whole situation, because once you look at it, you know,
really do.
They don't give a fuck about us.
Fuck all along, and who am I to blame them? Just doing time through the rain, and since they don't
don't give a fuck, I don't feel what I'm saying. Now some niggas die but multiply doubles, wrapped in plastic or closed casket for our troubles. Present times be busted like bubbles. With the police, this nation be sent here to run you. Not looking with this crooked world, it's punk spots. Grew up on the other side of perfect, a life of hurting mass, a hustle with some guys hurting. So I spend your time poor and working. I see no reason, so I think all the season. Why you stop thinking that they
tell
give
me
a fuck?
Why my world is in peace, my nigga, you're lying. Cause all of my niggas long gone, buried in the dirt just for trying. Sometimes I think my block is dying, and that is awful. To wake up to another day, shit ain't changed, that's awful. I wake up sweating, dreaming, coughing, seeing me upside down, backwards, head twisted while I'm laying in the coffin. The shit comes around so often, so tell me something before I take it out on the world and get the dumping. Nigga, I'll be sober, bang, going through the struggle, and I'm doing the same thing you did. My age in that hustling on the edge of straight busting. But since you don't give a fuck, I was wanting, I'ma drink my Hennessy like it ain't nothing.
Now if I should survive,
all right, welcome back to The Essence of Time. This is your host, Offset Atun Ray. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. All right, so this topic is called the pandemic. And why did I call it the plandemic and not pandemic? Well, just listen to how it sounds. It, in fact, was a plan, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to go into the details of how, when, and why. On Facebook, I asked a question, and I said, what was the first plandemic? Only one person came close, which was Mr. Sol T. Williams. He was close. But the first plandemic was actually in 1918. This is the 1918 Spanish flu that we're talking about. This lasts until 1920. So that's 2 years for a pandemic. Plandemic, and there was a total number of deaths, 50 million people. 50 million people died from this plandemic in 2 years of the outbreak. Now, check the facts on this. What caused this plandemic? I'll tell you what caused it. The H1N1 virus. We're talking about severe illnesses. We're talking about pneumonia, bacterial infections in the lungs that's causing lung damage, vomiting, nausea, fatigue, fever, chills. All of this stuff was going on. And where it came from World War I. And this infection spread in three ways. Started in the military, because what was happening in the military during World War I, they didn't have a lot of the necessary things that they were supposed to have, like proper clothing or proper medical treatment, because hospitals back then were very, very limited. You know, you only had so many nurses. So these military guys that were fighting in the army in the war, they was getting sick. And when it spread in the military, it started in the spring, and then it spread all the way to Europe because the troops had to go to Europe. And in the fall of 1918, once it spread to Europe, the troops then came back to the United States, and it got spread to the U.S. all through the winter. Now, what's so crazy about this, President Woodrow Wilson was the president at the time, and if you think Donald Trump was the first president, I advise everyone listening in tonight to go back to 1918 and research on President Woodrow Wilson. He was a narcissist. He was the worst. The only thing that he cared about was the war. And this pandemic, it never went public. It was covered up by the government. Now, what's interesting about this 1918 Spanish flu, the cities that closed quicker and longer had a higher survival rate. So if you closed as soon as it started, it was easier to overcome it. Plan started, and here we go 102 years later to revisit the exact same problem. 102 years. How about that, you guys? How about that? And one thing I would like to point out, notice how a lot of our ancestors, my grandmother for one, we always used natural remedies to treat things. Black seed was a very powerful natural herb to use. So is ginger. You could easily, you know, have grandmama whip up you some nice ginger and hot water and lemon, and she'll pour a little whiskey in that thing, and you're good to go. That cold that you have will be knocked out within minutes. I remember my great-grandmother giving me that same remedy for a bad, horrible flu. Matter of fact, I think I had pneumonia. I'm not sure. But she gave me that. It knocked me out for a good 24 hours, and the next morning I woke up, I was fine. So what gets me, I have a question that I would like to ask to the audience. Who told us the virus was airborne? The virus isn't airborne. An airborne germ transmission is when the disease and the illness is transmitted as particles from the air. So if the virus, the COVID-19 virus, isn't airborne, what is the use of a mask, ladies and gentlemen? COVID-19 affects the respiratory system. It attacks it, and that's where all of those illnesses come from. Now, airborne illnesses, from my knowledge, consist of tuberculosis, measles, and chickenpox. So think about that, you guys. The city shut down. Children couldn't get medical treatment. There was no school for anybody. Jobs closed down. People were out of work. All of this, someone put fear, the government put fear into the people's heart that, oh, there's a virus going around, and you got to stay 6 feet away from people, and you have to put on masks. Now, one thing I will say about the 1918 Spanish flu, they did wear masks, and they only wore masks because the virus at the time was so severe. And like I said, there were no real hospital settings. The troops were in camps outside, laying around. You know, some of them were on top of each other. It was that disgusting and filthy. And the nurses, some of them would have to be there for hours and hours in a day to see about all of these patients. And 50 million people, that's a lot of people to die, you know? So, and I don't think I remember in my research seeing a vaccine. I don't remember a vaccine being used at all to treat these people. A lot of these people got cured using natural remedies. So it's crazy how 102 years later, we come, face the same exact situation, and they give it another name, and they scare the public, and they tell you, don't leave your house. Stay indoors. Now, how crazy does that sound? You want me to stay inside of my house because you supposedly tell me about a disease that nobody knows about? It's ridiculous. Where are the facts? I want to know, where are the facts and where are the numbers that all these people have died? Because I worked in a hospital setting for one day, and I had to because I'm a home health aide, and I go to patients' house and I take care of them. And when I had to work in a hospital setting for one day, I didn't see the cases that was being reported on the news. I didn't see those numbers. And I kept asking, where are the numbers that y'all are reporting on the news? Oh, well, you know how the news likes to report. This is what I was getting. You know how the news has to keep people in fear. We got to just give them a number. That's the only way we can get it under control. That is what people were pushing. All just a conspiracy, but it was a plan. That is why my topic is called the Plandemic. So think about that for a second, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break and go to a track, and we will be back momentarily. Brother O, what you got for us?
The dread of the control.
Tell you that I'm local, brother. Keep a check in still like the Cocoa Brothers. My nigga still Smith the West of me. Hard-headed to God bodies. Couldn't teach a lesson to me. Keys couldn't reach me. Neither could the church boys. I was outside with a gun moving at work, boys. What up, naughty head, bald head, beard men? Some niggas sizzling us, we can't steer men. Drive to a frickin' beat. And I know I'm wicked, so I don't wear rosary or thicker beads. No crosses, no Bible or Quran. Just survival on my mind with a gun up in my palm. All spiritual, nigga, I'm all lyrical. Dying, come back, I'm the ghost of all miracles. I told them I could stay in Medusa. They think I'm high, but I'm really trying to stay in the future and shoot you.
I'll take that shit out on Sunday.
And now the DA wanna chase, cause the way I beat the case was a slap in the face. And now we looking like an asshole, hotter than Tabasco, trying to stop a cash flow. But I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. You wanna give me ears that end with a zero. And it's a trap trying to get rich. You got rats and all types of bullshit. The connects flow, or the money short,
or
they wanna play
for
the shit they brought. Better stop buying in the rations. Multiply, then divide into fractions. Got opportunities to go global. Heard it click and switch the chip in the mobile. Shake the feds off my coattail. Sell a little homie who the people in remote sell.
Now that's all.
Shot like this, dude, I never miss.
Listen. A lot of whack niggas rapping now and I know why. One car ball pops, so the rest wanna go try. All praises due to a law, no bow tie. Whole family stay stoned, I'm so sly. Cry now, cry later, no laughing. Cocaine hills in the crib, so aspen. No acting, old King Woodbine. Blow caps back and your whole damn team die. Slate master, I sell white girl. I don't eat ham, motherfucker, I might Earl. Sean Price, I got the murder flow. Rap president, rule the world, Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow,
don't fuck about nobody, I hold shotties. Upstate New York is where my throw bodies. Sean Grimy, nigga, rape you, make you sing it again. Ron Isley, nigga, now that's hard. Fuck out of here.
I remember when the bars was hard. Now rap cats play guitar, singing songs for broad. Video fixing, follow the stars. Says she wanna be a Barbie doll, Nicki Minaj.
What's happening now?
No even the Ross. When you hear that clap of sound, won't be no applause. I don't feel with bodyguards, but my body is God. Body everybody, that's your squad. The bottom line is my signature. You're miniature, you're a caricature. I don't listen to y'all, rapper listen to Sean. Pete told me fuck rap and get the missiles and bombs. Don't get involved with niggas ripping his songs. I don't battle rap, I rat-a-tat in middle of war. Strike the boss, cover the scars. General Stonewall, Chrome 4, cover the palm. And that's hard, that's hard.
Got classic flows.
Go good old New York rap.
Sean Price, the best rapper. Spit the West ain't got classic flows.
Go good old New York rap.
Sean Price, the best rapper. Spit the West ain't got classic flows.
Go good old New York rap.
Sean Price, the best rapper. Spit the West ain't got classic flows.
Go good old New York rap.
Sean Price, the best rapper.
And right with it, Welcome back, welcome back. You are listening to Asset Atun Ray. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And I just want to let everyone know, if you cannot get into the call line, please go online at blogtalkradio.com. Type in Ngozi Time Multimedia, and you should see my name pop up. You can listen there. So now we are going to talk about the purpose of this pandemic, to dig deep. And this is going to be a lot of hard truths, okay? So what I'm about to say is shocking. It's going to shock you. But the human extermination program was created to exterminate blacks. There's a science agenda that has targeted the water supply and the food supply. And we're going to get into all those things. I'm going to uncover and unfold all of the deep, dark, hidden secrets that you don't know about. And after tonight, you will take this and you will be to know what you know tonight. So as far as the water supply, how many of you knew that in 1845, Flint, Michigan was contaminated? Yes, Flint, Michigan has been contaminated since 1845, and the government covered this up. Here's another fun fact, ladies and gentlemen. 6.9% of the water in America is poisoned by heavy metals. And guess what? Flint, Michigan is predominantly black. So the target was to poison the water with lead and kill the black population. Now, technically, clean water, and I put clean under quotations, clean water is supposed to be a pH balance of 9.5. So if you're really drinking anything under the 9.5, you're not even drinking water, you're drinking oil. Yes, I said it. You are drinking oil. And how I will tell you how you can test your water. CVS, Walgreens, any type of pharmaceutical business sells water test strips where you can test the pH balance of your water. And if it's under an 8, which technically an 8 still has lead in it, it still has the heavy metals, but if it's definitely under an 8, you're definitely not drinking water. So we have to be mindful of the water that we think is clean when it's really not clean. Now, as far as the food supply, yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're laced too. You're eating meat, you're eating pork, you're eating beef. Guess what that's laced with? Chemicals. You know how they make the pork now? They hybrid the pork by crossbreeding with animals. You're eating rats mixed with lions. You're eating snakes mixed with crocodiles. And this stuff is inserted into the pork, into the beef. It's injected with steroids. So the juices that you buy your children that have yellow 5, red 40, blue 6, it's all an extraction from bugs. Your children are drinking bugs. You are drinking bugs, ladies and gentlemen. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You're drinking bugs. And this is what feeding our bodies on a daily basis. We're constantly poisoning our bodies with water that's contaminated with lead and food supply that's contaminated with chemicals. There was a medical experiment that was funded by the U.S. One of them was a prison experiment. It was a prison experiment on black men and black women to see how long they could survive under the most cruel, harsh conditions. And the agenda was to starve them, put them in the hole for days and weeks without food and water, put them on lockdown so they couldn't shower for weeks, cancel out the family visits. And majority of the prisons that are still doing this today it's being covered up by the government. Times in 2017, several times I tried to make reports on abuse on black inmates in the prison. I took it to Fox 5 News. I called all types of different stations. I reached out to the mayor and the governor in different cities and states, and nothing. It all got unignored. So this was a huge experiment for the government, because they was like, wow, black people can't survive under harsh, cruel conditions. So what better way to kill them than by putting them in prison and letting them suffer? That's why it's important that family needs to communicate and check on their loved ones in prison, because you have no idea what the black man and the black women are going through in there. They are treated very unfairly. And I get it. Even though a person does a hard crime like murder, still, no one deserves to get treated that way. I'm going to talk about another medical experiment. Cancer. You know, cancer is found more in predominantly black males and black females. And the two most cancers found in black males and black females is breast cancer and prostate cancer. But the doctors don't tell you what causes cancer, do they? No, they don't. So let me tell you, let our set tell you what causes cancer. What causes cancer? Less vitamin D from the sun. Brothers and sisters, we are supposed to be in the sun at least 8 hours a day, because that is how we get our vitamin D. Now, this is a hard truth that some people might not want to believe, but this is science. This is biology, and it's also quantum physics. White people are carbon-based beings, so they can't take energy from the sun. In fact, if the sun was to get too close, they would regress and probably die instantly from the heat. Now, melanated beings, we are protected from the sun because our skin protects us from UV radiation. So that protects us from getting skin cancer. So we need the sun. And this is what the government won't tell you, because that was a part of the plan. Keep us indoors. You know, most work settings are now indoors. Nobody's outside anymore unless you're doing construction. So cancer is another plandemic. Talking about is straight facts. Now, we're going to talk about a very important role player who changed the game in 1921. This woman is the founder of the American Birth Control League. Her name is Margaret Sanger. You can look her up. She created Planned Parenthood. And you know who supported this in 1921? Hillary Clinton. Can you believe it? Hillary Clinton supported this program and had the nerve to think she was going to get my vote, like she didn't remember what she did. And you know what hurt the most? Margaret Sanger, she said, this is exactly her words, "It's better to kill black babies in the womb so they don't become adults." That's what she said on live. Well, I won't say it was live, but it has been recorded that she said it. So what she did, she set up abortion clinics in predominant black communities and healthcare clinics, and she pushed the birth control agenda, which was in the form of a vaccine at the time, ladies and gentlemen. This was in the form of a vaccine. Now, what I'm about to say is another hard truth. Birth control shots and vaccines are made out of human fetal tissue. I'm going to say this again in case you didn't catch this. Listen, birth control shots and vaccines are made out of human fetal tissue from black unborn babies. What they do when the doctors perform an abortion on a woman, they take the human fetal tissue and they put it in a jar. And then they sell it. They sell it to vaccine manufacturers. And then the manufacturers create a vaccine and sell it and put it on the market. So the whole agenda about getting shots to send your children to school is a plan. Black women, get your children, get your young girls off of those birth control pills and shots. You are making them infertile. And this is my own personal experience. I became infertile because I didn't know at the time I was allergic to a birth control shot. Took the Depo shot for 3 years straight. And when I wanted to have a family, I was told I couldn't because the Indian doctor I went to said, you was on birth control, weren't you? I said, yes. Why? Birth control makes you infertile. You didn't know that? I said, no, I didn't know that. He said, you can never have kids. Your body, I'm looking at the images, and he's showing the results. He's like, you're done. Your system is done. And I'm only 29 years old going through menopause. It's sad. So I'm personally warning you. I'm warning my black sisters. I'm warning everyone. Forget the color. I'm warning everyone, black, white, Chinese, Indian. Stop the birth control method and take your children off of it. Find a better way. So what we're going to do right now, this is a lot. I know this is a lot. So we're going to take another radio break so y'all can get y'all heads together. Brother O, let's go.
Right. Yo, man, get the fuck off me. Yo, man.
Who the fuck can I trust, man?
You can trust me, man.
Hey, why turn this danger, God? Yo, I feel like the walls is closing in on me, man.
Hey, I am stressed.
Bugging, man.
Yeah, I got you where I want you.
Hold up, man. Where to go, son?
No, you don't.
Yo, this shit is trying to kill me. My best friend could be my worst enemy. The game is deadly. The devil might murder me or lock me up 25 to life, throw the key. This shit is trying to kill me. My best friend could be my worst enemy. The game is deadly. The devil might murder me or lock me up 25 to life, throw the key.
Yo, yo, you know what happens in actions of the inner city tale when your thoughts fail and how you scared to death, biting off your fingernails. Not enough numbers on the weight scale. Got niggas cutting throat just to make sales. Even if it takes the last of me, I'ma fill my pockets to capacity. Anything to take cash. Fuck job hunting. Put out a face mask, kid. I'm out to rob something. If you home or not, I put the crone to your knot. One shot to the side of your face. Let me up inside of your place. Give me the funds to buy in the safe. Hit the fire escape. High diving gates. Flying from Jake. I'm dying for fate.
This shit just trying to kill me. My best friend could be my worst enemy. This game is deadly. This ghetto might murder me or lock me up 25 to life, know the key.
Yo, I'm caught up, stuck in the tangled web where they love to see me dead. Now my mom's my head. So the tri-colored college Ruger stay on safe to take over face, just in case a quiet lace. Plotting for your knotting, you're spotting, you're blocking anything else you got in hope to leave you sick and rotten. So eyes open, don't sleep, cause once you do, you go deep. More money, more heat. Police wanna brutalize me to death, and my foes wanna see me lose all my breath. Maybe friends could wanna murk me for my bins, and bitches that gave me skin wanna watch my end, cut open my chest, and see my heart pump the last ounce of life. For living, it's a price. Till then, when it's over, kamikaze. Strictly, I'm taking all you motherfuckers with.
Yo, these shits is trying to kill me. My best friend could be my worst enemy. This game is deadly. This ghetto might murder me or lock me up 25 to life, know the key.
When I die, I don't want none of my niggas to cry. Just dress me in a black suit and a black tie and pass me by to the darkest cloud in the sky. No time to wait. We got the drugs in the briefcase. We sticking up the whorehouse. We taking everything. We want the pussy to the diamond ring. You want the sun to shine. We want the rain to pour. Official NASA, put your body on the floor. Oh shit, I'm hit. I'm hit. Shot me in the stomach. Ah, who I ever wanted. Niggas trying to kill me, and they caught me by surprise. When I blacked out, my life flashed before my eyes.
My whole life, I ain't never give a shit. My mentality was,
get shot or give me it. Damn, if the gun ain't jammed, I would've bust you. I don't trust my own mother, how the fuck I'ma trust you? I did some things that I sorta regret, but I can't bring them niggas back, kid, they already wet. As a kid, I went to jail cause I sold crack. I'm holding trial in the streets cause I ain't tryna go back. Oh shit, what happened? Wait, now I remember, and with my gun, I must've dropped it when I jumped out that window. My stomach with them niggas, I don't see them. I gotta make it to the BM and try to stop this bleeding. I left behind a widow and a bastard kid. The streets is trying to kill me, and it did.
The streets is trying to kill me. That's why I keep a Mac Mill. This shit is killing me. This shit is deadly. This ghetto might murder me. Or lock me up for 25 to life, throw the key. I'm low key, so niggas don't notice me. A half a key is worth more than a pound of weed. I die for my seed, kill for my family. Fuck this world, cause this world don't understand me. I'm sick mentally, I'm drinking Hennessy, mixed with Hennessy. Shit is stressing me, niggas praying for the death of me. But till they bury me, with 16 shots into me. Remember me, your worst enemy. Motherfucker.
All right, welcome back to the Essence of Time. We have a caller in queue. We're going to go ahead and take a couple calls. So caller one, let us know what's your name and where are you calling from.
Caller one. Caller one, you're online. Okay, I'll give you five more seconds. This is
I'm
the only
sorry.
Time
I've been
the network.
Mute.
There you go. Yeah, and now you unmute your stuff. Go ahead, my man.
Yeah, I had to mute myself. This is Soul T. Williams. I'm calling in from Columbus, Georgia with ONE Network. What's up, fam? How's he doing? All set, brother Ngozi?
Hey, Mr. Soul T. Just my guy. I like to talk to. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Talk to me nice.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Doing great, great, great. You know, another day, another life.
All right. So what are your thoughts on the show so far?
Man, I'm loving the knowledge you're dropping. You know, it's good to have, you know, someone like you, you know, your stature that's willing, you know, to get out there, research the information, and put some real word out there because, you know, the world is blind to so many things. So that knowledge is infinite, and it's good to take in. And I'm enjoying your show. You know, you have a good vibe with it, you know, showing my love and support. So keep doing what you're doing, you know, and it'll work out. You know, everything's going to be okay with it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for calling and your comments. Would you like to tell the people about your wonderful new intern coming up?
Well, my intern show is coming up July the 22nd. Again, my name is Soul T. Williams. This Thursday, I'm coming out with my first intern show, you know, sponsored by, you know, the ONE Network, Looking Glass Entertainment. So y'all be prepared. You know, it's a whole nother series out there that's about to be told. I'm willing to share it. You know, I'm willing to give knowledge in so many ways, you know, and follow with the connection of the network and everybody else. You know, we all working for one, so. Listen out again, July 22nd, Spirituality versus Reality, the introduction, and so much more.
That was beautiful. Please, everyone, that was Soul T. Williams. Tune in to his intern, July 22nd. I will be ready for your brother. Thank you so much for calling in. All right,
thank
so we're going to get back to thank you. We're going to get back to our program. So I want to just touch basis and see where everyone's knowledge is at this point. What was Margaret Sanger's agenda? Her agenda was to create genocide. And interesting, Adolf Hitler, he copied the same exact method. And that is how he created the Holocaust on the Jews. So the Jews faced similar to what we faced. But, you know, of course, they got their little recognition, but that doesn't matter here nor there. What I would like to talk about, there's a medical company in Africa. It's called Pfizer. And I did a little research on this company, and this was a mess. The head, and what was his name? The head, he didn't show up for a $2.6 billion settlement. And what had happened, they was illegally testing an experimental antibiotic named Trovan. Now, this antibiotic is a cure, supposedly, for STDs like gonorrhea and chlamydia. And this outbreak, it happened in 1996, and you can look this up, but 11 children died during this outbreak, and it was covered up by the CDC after they approved the experiment. Let me say it one more time. 11 children died in 1996 due to this Trovan illegal experimental antibiotic, and it was covered up by the CDC after the experiment was approved. Isn't that crazy? And, of course, the head of the company was arrested. Yes, he was. Justice was served on that. We are going to take another caller real quick. We have caller 2 in queue with Offset Atun Ray. Let us know, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Offset. Good evening, Queen Sister. This is your big cousin. You know who my voice, you know my name. This is Jerick, a.k.a. The Gifted One. I am calling to congratulate you on such a fantastic fucking show. You are doing the damn thing, sister. I am enjoying the knowledge. I am enjoying the information. Thank you so freaking much for all that you've done tonight for this show. Seriously, aww, you did a fantastic job.
Wow, fantastic, thank you so much, job. Jerick. Wow, that means a lot to me. I'm so glad that you're listening on this show because this is, wow, Jerick, you have been awesomely supportive. Would you like to tell the people who you are and when your next show is?
Well, I am Jerick the Gifted One, Thomas from Shreveport, Louisiana. My next show is next month. I got to check my dates to get my dates correct, but I definitely am planning my next show. I definitely look forward again to entertaining you guys and having a great time with you guys. And Offset, I don't want to take the spotlight from you, darling. This is your show. You continue to kick their ass tonight.
I love you, Jerick. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, so Jerick just made me want to grab some tea. On that note, we're going to take a track, and we'll be right back.
Well, first of all, I want to thank everyone that called in, all the folks that have T-Mobile and Metro. We all know that it's socially, economically expedient for some networks to exclude people to call. But guess what? We still win. You'll find out. And now my presentation to our set. There's an anger in the nation, young lady. Hey, Niecy, you ready for it? Let's get it.
You know, nowadays, seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters.
Africa, what does it mean to burst the scene? I conquer like a Philistine. War or peace, which one do you prefer? Pass me my M16 for the disaster, a reason for the treason in a jet black season. For peace, justice, and freedom for the original man, architect of the motherland, kings to Queens is the Asiatic Black Clan. Pre-Adamite, first to see the light, way before Adam and Eve took flight. Bless the seed of Abraham, I came to jam, protest the teachings of another man. Uncle Tom, stay loyal so they boil. I'm the alchemist with the twist from the true soil. My blood brother, a Jaffa on the side of me. My vision ain't blurry, so don't even lie to me. The rebirth, the revival, my culture survival. To elevate the black man is vital. You gotta realize now what we're facing. The floors I'm pacing from the anger in the nation. Nation, nation. From a darker view, night and day, salt and pepper in the earthly stew. But the salt think it tastes better, straight up superior. Therefore the flavor of the pepper's inferior. Incorrect though, given some heartburn. Level of a devil, better wait your turn. And here is one recollection of imperfection. No one should be judged by complexion. Libraries broken down as lies buried, to force their beliefs to pilgrims or hurry. Television, tell a live vision, a schism, negative realism. 435 years to weep, mental death, dumb and blindness, put us to sleep. Out of the dark comes light, so the first can't be.
Hey.
So Armageddon comes like a thief in the night. Rednecks flex to my context, but in the project, some won't survive the next confrontation. And I'm aware of segregation. Pump your black fist for the anger in the nation. Nation, nation. Let my people go, you little pharaoh. Listen how they word it, be observant. Then house negro, today civil servant. I wanna drop the bomb, but remain calm. Strong like the power of the fruits of Islam. Black is beautiful, hot like fire. Guess how many times they thought they killed the Messiah. Malcolm X, Dr. King, let's sing. All around the world, let freedom ring. Reality is real, so how do you feel from being kings on a throne of picking cotton in a field? Your slavery is lack of identity. One of the things that's not making you a frenemy. What's your cause? Aim rationale, cause I made up my mind and never scrape a bow. But teach my own the sound of black unity. Together we can rise and now's the opportunity. The Tuskegee experiment, indeed it was big. When they used a black man as a guinea pig. Animalism, pumped on a lower level, but can only be the works of the devil. And I'm telling you now the frustration the future's facing from the anger in the nation. Nation.
O-N-E Dynasty is something serious, you guys. Shout out to my uncle. Did y'all hear that mixing he was doing? All right, I love it. O-N-E Dynasty, we got the grooves and the tunes for the right mood. Okay, so back to the program. We were talking about the CDC and how they covered up the experiments after it had got approved. So here's another hard truth, you guys. The CDC, which is, if a lot of people don't know, it's the Center of Disease Control. And all they do is use black babies to test on. That is all the CDC is for. And Ebola was another failed experiment that happened in Africa that was created by the CDC. The CDC creates diseases to test drugs and push vaccinations to exterminate black people. It is a business, you guys. This is a business that we're talking about. And this particular project that I'm talking about in Africa is called the Eliminate Project. You can look this up, you guys. No joke. This is not even funny, but you can look this up. It's called the Eliminate Project. It was designed to eliminate black women using vaccines. One particular vaccine that they used was the tetanus shot. The tetanus shot? Are you kidding me? You used a tetanus shot on black women in Africa? And this was between 1947 and 1949. Wow. This is a big gap in history. This is a big gap in history. This had 580 cases and a total of 472 deaths. And no one reported it. Only one news source reported it. And that was the Natural News in Kenya. But the U.S. blocked it. The Natural News in Kenya tried to reach the U.S. like, hey, this is what's going on. They're about to bring these vaccines to the United States. And they're going to try to push this tetanus shot on everybody. And, of course, they did it. Of course, they pushed it. And a lot of people got sick by it. And, of course, it was covered up by the CDC again. But before I go into more juicy details, we're going to take our caller number three. So, caller number three, you are now in the call queue with your girl, Offset Attune Ray. Let us know, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace, peace, and abundant divine blessings. It's the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe, calling from the shores of America. Can you hear me?
I can hear you good. Go ahead, Magic Man. Talk to us nice.
Wow, you're doing such an excellent job, and I just want to add on to the build right quick. First of all, there's nothing on this planet that man and mankind could ever do to destroy us, because we was before Mother Earth and we was before the creation of the sun. So they knew they had to get us, especially the black devils amongst us, right? Some of them soulless bastards that's been wrecking havoc, especially over here lately. They are their greatest weapon. Because if you think about it, daughter of mine, with all of the hanging, the dragging, the castration, and all the things, the raping, miseducation, and all of that, we're still here. So that shows and proves there's nothing they can do, right? But when they was able to break our spirit point where we became dependent, more dependent on them and other people more than ourselves and each other, that's how they was able to do. So really what we're seeing now is really the grand illusion. Trust me. But once you get to the point where you can rape a person and strip them from their dignity and not just wealth, I keep speaking about that all the time. If people, especially religious people out there, if they was to take time to reclaim even what they said, according to the scriptures, and that's Bereshith of Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and part of 15, right? Then all of the stuff that was taken will be swiftly returned. But my main point I want us to start focusing on, that there's nothing that they have done, ever do, to completely wipe us out. The only thing that we have to do is, again, take control of our soul, take control of our mind, right? And we'll be right back in place. Now, I want you to continue doing what you have incarnated to do, and I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show. Love you.
All right. I love you so much. That was my father, Huni Bakatum, who is also the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting E-Shrine. Father Huni Bakatum, will you please announce when your next show is?
Thank you so much. I'll be doing two advancements. Well, this would be the second one. The first one was in the 1st of July. I spoke about life and I posed the question. So the opposite of life is what most people term death. So on July 29th at 9:30, I'm the host of We Will Aware You, and I'll be asking another question. Death, is this the end? Okay, and answer some unanswered questions that many people are afraid to live. They're afraid to die on one hand, but what's most important, and I got a very special honor guest, and that's Master Hotep Tala Amon, right? And this is really geared for people to stop being afraid of so much stuff. Because once you stop being afraid, you can start to really, really live. Like Marvin Gaye said, we haven't lived yet. But once we come back to life and accept who and what we are, comprehend who and what we are, then we'll be able to utilize the many different truths that we have been pretty much just not taking full advantage of it. And with great beings like yourself and many others, you know, this is what Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover is really, really about. Once again, thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was the Magic Man. Please, everyone, tune in to his show. He has so much jewels that he's going to give you guys. And once again, like I said, that is my father. So I am a replica of him. And we are going to go to the next caller, caller number 4. You are on the queue with us. Talk to your girl. Let us know who you are and where you calling from.
Hey, Asa, it's Genesis Amaris Kemp, also the host of GEMS with Genesis Amaris Kemp, calling in from Houston, Texas. I just want to get on here and tell you that you're doing a phenomenal job with your segment tonight, educating the people on these vital subject matters and just really bringing new information to the forefront that people may not have been prevalent to be aware of. And, you know, knowledge is power and ignorance is bliss. So I want to really thank you for just getting on here and always bringing the fire whenever you have your show and always taking us to higher altitudes and newer dimensions and levels to just really cause us to see things from a different perspective, to educate us on various subject matters, and to also cause us to think about things differently through a different lens and perspective. I did miss some of the earlier part of the conversation, but I know there will be a replay on Blog Talk Radio, so I want to just salute you for all the incredible work that you're doing on this platform as well as behind the scenes.
Wow, Genesis. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. And I would also like to congratulate you on your wonderful, wonderful internship. I heard you had a nice, pretty high record, and I'm trying to beat you, girly, but thank you so much for calling and giving your comments. Will you please tell the wonderful listening audience when your next show is?
Hey, everyone. My next show will be, I believe it is on August 4th. Let me just double-check my calendar. Or no, August 2nd, I believe. And I'm having not decided on the topic yet, but it will be a fire-filled topic, and my show is called GEMS with Genesis Amaris Kemp. I do have a podcast out under the same name, and for those of you interested in learning more about what I'm doing behind the scenes, you can connect with me on Facebook or Instagram at Genesis like the Bible Amaris Kemp, and that's A-M-A-R-I-S Kemp. And thank you, sis. We are in this together. We are complimenting one another, not in competition. So we are both reaching new levels and breaking records. So come on, sis, pull up and pull out.
You are so amazing, Genesis. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, she is a gem, you guys. So please tune in to her show because she rocks the house with all of her fire that she has inside of her. I love you, girl. Thank you. All right, so let's get back to the regular program. So the CDC, you guys, it controls what goes on the media. And not only the CDC, but you have the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, of course, the Food and Drug Administration. All of these companies approve man-made vaccines. And there was a scientist by the name of Dr. William Thompson. He used to work for the CDC. He was the one that kind of claimed clean about a lot of this stuff. And he was like, hey, we have been covering up a lot of this vaccination stuff. And you know something that I'm going to let y'all know? Mercury causes autism. And mercury is one of the top ingredients that is in a vaccine. It is highly composed of chemicals, and it destroys the nervous system. It destroys the digestive and immune system, and it destroys the lungs and the kidney. Mercury is so high in toxins, it can eat up your body within like 24 hours, and it would deteriorate from the inside. So when you take your children to get the flu shot, the hepatitis B and C shot, all of that has mercury inside of their bodies, and that is what the doctor won't tell you. The doctor won't even tell you that after your child takes this shot, it can have brain damage up within up to 48 hours of being vaccinated. Killish, you guys. Can you actually believe it? Now, before I go to Ngozi time, I just want to say that one thing the pandemic has done, and hear me when I say this because I don't need nobody taking what I'm about to say out of context. So hear me clear. One thing that the pandemic has done is brought some of these rich, racist-ass white folks down to poor black people's level. Yeah, I said it. For years, rich, racist, white supremacists, we're talking about white, rich supremacists, like the Rothschild families. These people have been denying black people opportunities to succeed by being greedy. They're overcharging us, and they're not hiring unified black people. Now, since this pandemic has went around, you can't find anybody to work for you, black or white. You can't collect rent. You can't put nobody out. And you have no way to operate your business. So in a way, I was grateful for this pandemic because I saw a lot of people that were struggling for years actually come up and become business owners. And I saw the rich white supremacists that wouldn't even give me a job or even an apartment to rent. They're coming down. Some of them are on the trains of New York City begging for dollars. And I use my big sister Angela Thomas Smith move. I ask, what are you doing to help yourself? Because it's not like I don't like helping people. Don't get me wrong. I love to help people. But if you mean to tell me your white privilege isn't working for you anymore, then welcome to my world. Come and get your Negro lessons. And with that being said, it's Ngozi time, baby.
Well, first of all, what this young lady just said is my son's legacy. He was working as a chef, you know, downtown in Philadelphia for 2 weeks. All set 2 weeks. And he was happy. And then comes March 2020. You know, we got a closed shop, what have you. My son was devastated. And I said, son, you know, you're a person that makes beats. Being his father, I said, let's take advantage of the opportunity. But I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to enable you. You got to figure this out on your own. Through those type of, you know, guidance, an opportunity of wealth and spirituality, my son was able, or said, to build upon the LLC. My son does the beats for this network, help his dad out, but also is a business right now doing beats for others. And now he's his own entrepreneur, Hey, Arset, my son is 18 years old and owns his own business through this pandemic. So I know what you're saying. Opportunity comes when you have someone to guide you and tell you you are best when things go wrong. I am that person that can guide you to let you know that Oni Dynasty has always been best when things go wrong. I don't want people to misinterpret, you know, things that are said on our shows. We're broadcasters. Calm down. Get your life right. Every show is here to heal you and be great on purpose. Tomorrow night on these Oni stations, we come back with the Ambassador, YJet, Mentalhotep L, and A&M University, teaching you science, teaching you engineering, agricultural prowess beyond compare. YJet has been here. Don't you know? You should know at 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these O&E stations. And before I go into paying the bills, congratulations to Arsetta Tinray on her third consecutive O&E syndicated station all-time connection record. The first rookie in a long time to hit three. Hasn't been since 2019 with the great Gina Storm here at this network. I'm proud of you, Arsette, and you're continuing our legacy. And it will be great for all of you. Now, Damon Network has advertising to only Wizards on the Belly and goes to Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com as well as in Ghosty Primetime 1 at Damon.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Deli Malibu and Ghosty at Facebook as well as our business page, The Essence of Time, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, Ole Day Lay Down and Ghosty with my and gmail.com. And I am the International Internet Radio producing this Ronnie for its hall as well as, and more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Ringozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. We have made history tonight. Gina Storm, Sonia Griffin, Christine Powell, and Andrea Presley. This young lady is on her way with higher heights. All the folk that tried to call in tonight through the blockage of T-Mobile and Metro. It is a crying shame that we have not fixed this issue here at Blog Talk Radio. Come on, guys. Let the people hear the truth. Let them hear it before it's too late. And now, our new host to this network, Champion, Arsette Atunray, you have 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in this wonderful program tonight.
All right. Well, first, I would like to thank my CEO and my uncle and my cousin, who is his son, for laying out the beautiful soundtrack and doing a wonderful job at mixing. Brother, you're going to make me want to take classes to learn how you do that there, because I was just loving it. And real quick, you guys, I want everyone, when they get a chance, to watch a movie. It's called Safer at Home. It is about the new COVID-22C virus. So I'm giving you a jump start that the government has already let us know what's coming next. Please check out that movie. No, I won't give you the details. Don't inbox me and ask. I've just told you the name. It's called Safer at Home. With that being said, do you know where your children are? It is 10:30 Eastern time in my hometown. So where are your children? And if you don't know, you better find out. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.